Right, this is a recording with Sousa interviewing Jill Goff and Malcolm Painter. Malcolm, shall we start with you?
That fine.
Where? Can you tell me when you were born?
1943.
And where were you born?
Totten.
Totten?
Hampshire.
Yeah. And when did you move to the village?
1975.
So you went to school in Totten?
No, I went to school at Bartley.
Okay.
I went to primary school at Copythorne and secondary school at Bartley. Left school in 1958. Worked for Sir Oliver Crossware.
Okay, 1958. So you were 15.
Yeah. Worked for Sir Oliver Crossware Heirs Estate, who was a Conservative MB for the New Forest and the world's best Guernsey herd they had. And worked there for 5 years.
So did you do like an apprenticeship or training?
No, you went straight into it. You learned as you went along.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were working with a Guernsey herd?
Yeah. Now you sell bulls all over the world.
Oh. So. Yeah.
And after that, I went to work for a mixed farm. It Sherford English. Top memory's a bit crap. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right.
After that, I went. I went to work for a commercial farm in Sherford English.
And what sort of farming
was that? That was mixed. That was cows, pigs, cereals.
Yeah. Sheep as well?
No sheep. There were sheep on the estate, but first worked out. And then I worked there for 2 years, where I met my wife Pat.
What was Pat doing there then?
Pat used to work at a mushroom farm.
Oh.
At Sherford English. Lost.
So when did you get married then?
1967.
Okay. And you carried on living down there for a while?
Lived on. Then we worked. Left the job at Sherford English and come back to Bramshaw, where I lived. And worked for garage owner. Worked on a small hole in and did a bit of garage work, collecting different cars, that sort of thing.
So by this time, you hadn't done much with sheep then?
No, my father was sheep.
Oh.
They had a pedigree of Wiltshire Horn flock on the estate as well, because he worked on the estate.
Yes, so it was a kind of given that you were going to work on the land with the animals, really. Yeah, it was what you wanted to do.
From 13 on, you had a job there. So, where did we get to? Married him, went to work for a garage owner in Bramshaw until 19... Hang on. To 1970, thereabout. Then I went to work for English China Clay on one of their farms at near Salisbury.
So that was a bit of a move then, wasn't it?
And then after that, left there. Well, they sold because they just bought the farm really for the mineral rights. Once they got the mineral rights and they sold the farm. So then I moved up to East Meon here in 1975.
So how did you get to it? I mean, why did you choose East Meon then?
That was a job that...
Stumbled on it.
When I found that I was going to be made redundant, went to Salisbury on the Saturday morning, bought the Farmers Weekly. I was coming out of Salisbury in one way, sitting in the traffic, and I just opened the page of the Farmers Weekly up. Didn't even look, and there opened up the situation vacant, and there was this job.
And that was on Lower Farm, was it?
Yeah.
So that was on Wilson's farm.
So moved up in 1975, and been here ever since.
And what were you doing on the farm to start with? On Lower Farm,
All of it. The job description was assistant to the farmer. So initially the job was for I think Wilson said 10 years until his son was old enough to run the farm himself, but the 10 years stretched to 33 years, so.
Yes, yeah. And it was mainly sheep, was it?
No, we had, there were sheep, yeah. There was two dairy herds, 70 cow dairy herd at Lower Farm, and Wilson rented a farm off Trinity College, Cambridge, on Peak, over at West Mayen.
Yeah.
And they had another 70 cow dairy herd over there, and 400 sheep, about 300 acres of cereals. Mm. 40 beef cows, suckler cows, grew potatoes.
So that was quite a harvest.
Yeah,
that was a lot, wasn't it, to look after?
Yeah, mind you, there was hang on a minute. I'm going to work on the phone.
No, we say the names of them, that's fine.
Just trying to think who was in
it. Yes.
There was the Cayman, was Charles Rawls. And the relief was Mick Longley. Track drivers were Les Phillips, Ginger, John Cannons, George Cannons. What's that, five?
And they were all local people, were they?
Well, yep. John Cannons and George Cannons were, and Les, yeah, they all lived all their life in the village.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Les did, didn't he?
Hmm.
Charles, no, he didn't. So it's five. Three old Peters, eight. So there was like 10 staff.
Yes,
on the two farms.
Yeah.
Plus Wilson.
Yeah. So you all mucked in and did a bit of everything, really. You didn't have specific jobs.
Yeah, we had a tractor driver. Yeah, we had, you know, obviously if we wanted something, came and wanted a ham with something or another, then we couldn't help him. Or
I
wanted something to ham with sheep, they'd help me, or the cow, beef cows.
Yes, yeah. So farming must have been pretty different in those days.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we didn't have all the big machinery, did you?
No.
It wasn't about. So I remember we'd done 5,000 small bales of hay we'd done one day.
Crikey.
Just to pick up.
Oh, by hand?
Yes.
Wow.
My tractors were doing it, but they all had to be going on trailers and handed onto the elevator and stacked in the barn.
Yes.
That was the best day we had.
Yeah.
We used to do...
That sounds like 20,000
bales of hay and 20,000 bales of straw, roughly a year.
Yeah. And the bales were all different then, weren't they?
Little small ones.
Yes, yes, yeah. They're massive now.
The potato ladies up.
Potato ladies. Oh, right. Digging the potatoes.
That was educational. Very educational.
Uh-huh.
Because they used to come up, well, most of the ladies in the village, Ginger used to go down with the tractor.
Yeah.
And trailer and pick them all up in the morning. They come up and they all have a section of field.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And the spinner used to come down, they used to pick up, they got paid by the bag.
Yes.
Come down and pick the bags up. So you had all like.
It was all the ladies from the village then?
Yeah, you had mostly the Vaughans, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Because they used to live here.
Oh.
Didn't they?
After my grand.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, quite entertaining that was.
Mm. I bet you had some stories to tell.
Yeah, you've never upset them. They just have a walk out.
And you needed them, really.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, that's about it, I suppose.
Mm. When did it start to get sort of quite mechanised then and really, you know, you noticed it really changed and just gradually, yes.
You know, you get...
Yes.
Because with them, then Wilson got rid of... George, they got rid of the cows, the dairy herds.
Because it was impossible, wasn't it, to make a living from...
Well, it's not only that, it's just because George ran here was so near the waterways and the restriction was so it wasn't economical to do all these big slurry towers and that sort of thing.
Oh, because of the danger of it getting into the water. Okay, I'm with you, yes. So, yes. So when did you give that away then?
Not to
Emmy. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So then he concentrated on beef then?
No, the suckler cows went first, then the dairy cows went, because you couldn't get subsidy on the suckler cows because you had a dairy herd. So that the suckler cows went, then the dairy cows went, and then it was uneconomical to spend out thousands of pounds on machinery for just growing a few acres of cereals.
Yes.
So, Michael and Nick taking over the cereal side of it, growing on contract. George just has some profit out of it.
Well, they grow on his land.
Do all the work.
But he always had sheep, though.
Yes.
And has that increased the sheep?
Doubled.
Has it? Yeah. So you lived on the farm, didn't you, for a while?
It was £38 a week when I come up.
What, the rent?
No, that's my wages.
Oh, £38 a week.
1975.
That
was with the overtime as well.
Wow.
That's because you got paid a salary because you had, because you worked weekends and you never set hours.
Yes. The job had to be done, didn't it?
But then you had a rent-free house.
Yes.
Min rates free. 2 pints of milk a day. And I used to get half an weight of dog biscuits a month to keep from collies.
And did you get some meat and as well?
No. You just get a bit of beef at Christmas.
Potatoes?
We used to get potatoes, yeah.
Yeah. So you had did you say you had 38 years then up there?
No, 33 years.
33 years, And what happened then? How did you... You just retired from the farm, or...?
Yeah, no, but I'd have my knees done. I'd have... And knees and sheep, they don't work together.
No.
You go... When you have a new knee put in, that's... impact you got to avoid.
Yes. So how did you get to this cottage then?
I bought this in 1992. Then rented it out.
To pay
the mortgage.
Yeah.
Because I had rent free house, so I didn't have to find the rent paid for the mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then moved back
to 2008, I've retired.
Yeah. But you're not retired, though.
Well, I retired from the farm and then I swapped...
Swapped farms.
My daughter lived here with her husband and the son-in-law took my job over and I took this house over. So
yeah,
had a swap over.
Yeah.
So was that.
Yeah. But you're still working there, Malcolm, aren't you?
I do a little bit here and there,
And which is the farm that you got your sheep on now?
Osmore Farm.
Yeah.
Just keep a few. I got 6 rare badger face sheep and 10 Scotch black face sheep.
Are they lambed yet?
No. No, they are, but I don't know until end of April when hopefully the weather's a bit
better. Yes. Yeah. So, anything else you can?
Not
think
really.
Of?
No, I couldn't tell you about the rest of it. So.
No funny little stories.
Study Freddie Stanford, but on the front cover of his book.
Oh yes,
that was you herding.
Yeah,
through the village
round the high street into
that's Malcolm,
past the post house, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lovely photo.
It is.
Yeah.
Forgot that one, didn't you?
I've forgot lots of things. I think we might have done that. Went down for.
The sheep used to be in the churchyard, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it was.
Eight or ten times
we went in there because the sun had to be at the right place. It had to be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think it was about eight times, I think.
Was that where the sheep came from, the churchyard?
Yeah, come out of the churchyard.
That's why
he was bringing them back. Right, and they bringing them back.
The old cherry tree down, didn't they?
Mm. So where were you taking them from the churchyard then?
I've taken them back at the farm.
And you walked all the way up there?
Oh, yeah, we used to walk sheep back from Peak Farm by the 827, by the West Mean Hut.
Oh.
All the way back.
Oh, right.
Dogs.
Yeah, dogs. Yeah. But you can't do now because it's the cars.
No, you don't see them very often. Occasionally you see them crossing over in Langrish, don't you?
Yeah.
But, no.
Yeah.
Yes, too many cars. Yeah. They'd get impatient, wouldn't they, everybody?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else, Malcolm, that you can fill me in? And what about your family? When did you have your girls?
My son was born in 1971.
Yeah.
At Rumsey Hospital.
And he's still on the farm now?
Yeah, he works for Wilson Eggson Farms over at the Peak Farm.
Yeah.
His daughter was born in 1974. She works in Petersfield. And my other daughter was born in 1981, and she's works at AWE.
So your son lives on the farm now, where you used to live. Yeah.
Well, my daughter lives on the farm as well.
Oh right. Yeah.
Steve lives at Peak, doesn't
he? Yes. Okay, Malcolm. All right, that's lovely. Thank you very much for that.
Jill, I saw there's lots of other things, but I'll check.
Yes.
You don't, do you? You can't remember.
No, especially when you're sort of, straight out. You think of things at odd times, don't you, really? Not when you're necessarily asked about them. Yeah. Are you all right, Jill, to tell me a little bit about your...
Which is one of the pictures.
Your history, yes.
You sort of give me where you want me to start.
Well, shall we start at the beginning? You were born in a village in Two Eames Cottages.
Two Eames Cottages, yes, in 1949.
No, right, yeah. And who were your mum and dad then?
Marjorie and Frank Hartley.
Yeah.
And my mother lived here most of her life, but I think she originally came from Bramdean.
Yeah.
But when they moved to the village, obviously probably seeking work, my grandparents, it was at the time when you could move around. If a cottage became vacant and you wanted to move, there wasn't a problem, because I think my mother told me that they lived in a cottage in Coombe, and she and her brother had to walk as tots to school in East Mere
from Coombe
and back
every day,
and very often by themselves, because I think my gran was in service. And I think probably,
gosh, times were different then, weren't they?
I think my old great granny, quite a big family of them, lived in Chapel Street.
Yes.
When it was just a one row, when the school, as it is now, wasn't there.
What was there before the school was there? Some old houses or something?
No, I think there was just a row of old houses in Chapel Street, and it probably was just a field. So I know when I was born and we started...
Were you actually born in the cottage, at home?
I think it was a home birth, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, even though you had to be registered... I think I'm sort of registered in born in Petersfield district.
Yeah.
Yes, it was home deliveries then.
Yeah.
My mother had all three of us at home. Yes. My older sister was born, may have been born in this house before my mum and dad got that cottage, because my sister's 2 years older.
So your mum and dad lived here.
Your gran lived here.
And
I think my mum and dad may lived with them to start with until they got that little cottage there. And that was in the days when the river was just mud banks.
Yeah. Do you remember it flooding at all?
Yes. As I went to school up at the top here. Yeah.
Did you walk across the fields to go to school?
We used to... after we left this cottage here, my mother and father were allocated a council house, the first... I'm not sure whether there was always the row in Temple Lane, the six cottages there, but they built Glenthorne Meadow, which was just a field. And my mum and dad got given one of the new houses.
So that would have been just after the war, I guess, wouldn't
it?
Yes,
in the 50s, early 50s. Yeah. And so we used to walk back past the new inn, as it was then, not the Isaac. Yeah. And we would walk up the footpath, and then we would cross the road, and there was the what is the garden that goes with that,
with the schoolhouse
now,
yeah,
was what we called the jungle. So it was like a pathway. We would cross the road and walk through the jungle, right, come out the other end and go up the old school steps, you know, to the school.
Yes. And where did you play? I always wondered where you played, at that school, because you know, sort of flat.
There was a little bit at the front.
Yes.
There was a little railed area at the front.
Where they've got their drive.
There's the next bit just at the side of the house that went down to meet what we called the jungle. It was, that was the playground,
yeah,
with the old outside toilets.
Yes, yes, yes. I just went to under the hill, like that,
you know. Mm. Yeah. And they had school had the old coke
fires
with the railings round, and you had your little bottle of milk that had to be put round to warm them up.
Yeah.
And Mr. and Mrs. Chambers were the caretakers and lived in the, you know, the end cottage that's been sold off.
Oh, yes, the school,
you know, there's a cottage, and there's the
school master's cottage.
Yes, yeah, they lived in there. They were the caretakers.
Yeah.
So
how many classes were there?
Three. Yeah.
And that was right through, wasn't it, from 5 to 11?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I went on to Petersfield.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do remember the river flooding one
year.
Yes. We had to be picked up by tractor and trailer, and I was only about 5, so it's very, very vague memories of swirling water around the trailer.
Yeah.
And my father, the men of the village, I remember my father was on the trailer helping to lift the
church. And it had flooded all the way along, had it?
It had come up and had gone right through, right to the church. I can remember coming round the corner.
Yes.
Into Church Street, I suppose it is, isn't it, Church Street?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I remember there's a water swirling around the trailer's wheels and that. My recollection of being 5, you know.
Yeah, so that's old. No, that's good to remember that far back. Yeah, yeah, so something like that kind of sticks in your mind, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yeah, that's right. And getting back to living close to the river.
So was Eames flooded then when you were, at that time?
Here.
The cottage, was it flooded?
I think we were living at Glenthorne Meadow then, but it did flood down here because my father's mother came down and granddad came down from Yorkshire to live on number 5 it would be, wouldn't it?
The M1?
Yeah. Is it 5?
Yeah, 5.
Number 5, and she got flooded because it used to come right up and come up into the houses.
Gosh, yes.
And she didn't stay down here very long.
Mm.
She was worried she'd get flooded again, and it never happened because they did the river.
Yes.
But I think in those days it was like a sluice gate. If you walk through the path, you'll see there's a pillar, a couple of pillars on the far end beyond number 5.
Yes.
And I've got a recollection there was a gate there and like a sluice gate across here where you park the cars, where you go down, you know, that dip into the river.
Yes.
And I think it was Stan Jones used to herd his cows through the river because he owned the field beyond the Mr.
Yeah,
Street.
He owned that,
and there was cow sheds there.
Yes,
and I'm sure he used to herd and drive, drive his cows.
Yes, I think I've heard that.
Mm. But I remember visiting my grands in these cottages when it was the old outhouses. Your toilets outside, and you had the old coppers inside.
Yeah,
the old boil-up coppers, you know, that you did your washing in.
Yes.
So I remember my gran wash day, Mondays, wash day.
Mondays, yes.
And the old black rangers, they had old black rangers in them, so I've just got vague recollections of those.
And all the cottages were pretty tiny, weren't they, before they had any sort of extension on them, and like, quite a few kids.
That was the room there, wasn't it? Yeah. So this is two rooms here.
Two up, two down.
This was the kitchen and dining room and everything, wasn't it? Oh, yes. Mm. So did you know Gwen Symes then? You must have done when she was here.
Yes, the Symeses. Yeah, they were all lived along here, didn't they?
She lived in 3 and 4.
Because she did. She went round to Hill. Her husband worked at Hillhampton, didn't he?
Mm.
Yeah, Jack.
Yes.
Because May Norris, she was a Symes. I think she lived in this one at one time.
Mm.
Well, was it before the Vaughans?
Well, Vaughan Norris lived here, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was before the Vaughans or after the Vaughans? After the Vaughans, probably. Mm. Can't remember.
Mm.
Anyway. But
So then you spent most of the time, well, you grew up in Glenthorne then after you'd moved there, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, as my mother, I think after my granddad in Yorkshire died, my gran came to live with us a lot, and my younger sister, we moved house quite a few times, because in those days you could get council swaps very easily.
Yes.
And we...
Yeah, there weren't the waiting lists.
We lived in
then.
5 Temple Lane, and my younger sister was born there.
Yes.
I remember. And then my father was a bus driver, so he had at one point there, when we were growing up, he had to move to Winchester Depot, so we moved out of the village.
Yes.
But my mother didn't like, you couldn't settle in Winchester. She was a East Meon girl. And
yes.
And we came back, and we all... And by, in
did the, you have to change... You did change schools then,
yeah,
I suppose,
so,
for a
yeah,
while.
So we went to school in Winchester. Mm. But we came back, and my gran... All these cottages had come up for sale, and my gran had managed to save enough money over the years to buy number 4.
Yeah, yes.
And at that point, my auntie Pam, was living at number 5. You see, you were able to sort of get cottages easily.
Yeah.
So
I wonder
we all
what she
came,
paid for it, do you know?
Goodness knows. We all came back and we squashed in with my gran at number 4.
Mm.
And 3 children, you know.
Yeah.
My mum and dad and my gran. Yeah. Very cosy.
So that was before you had the house in Glenthorne then?
No, that was
after.
We'd moved to... We moved to Temple Lane, and then we went to Winchester.
Yes.
I'm going to get this wrong now. We lived in Kew's Meadow at one point.
Oh,
you
did
know
you?
Where
wow.
the Vaughans live now?
Yeah.
When it was just a row of houses.
Yeah.
I think that was... that was before we went to Winchester, because we had my gran living with us.
Mm.
And my sister, obviously, we had 3 girls, my gran. So my mum needed that extra room for my gran.
Mm.
And there was like two reception rooms downstairs, and one was used for as a bedroom for my gran on the ground floor.
Yeah.
But there was nothing else there then. I mean, Kew's Meadow was just a meadow where all the green and everything is now. It was just one big field. Because I don't think even the village hall was there in those days. Because
it
was the old village hall,
wasn't it?
The institute.
Yeah.
And I can remember 63. Yes, it was still a meadow in 63 because we had that awful snow, didn't we? And
started on Box Night, for instance, still at Easter.
And the drifts, you know, when you went up to where the Tostivines live now at Spyglass, the whole of that little lane, the drifts were right up to the top of both sides of the lane.
Yes.
And we stayed at Kew's Meadow during that winter. We were still there because I remember everything being frozen. And we used to play out on Kew's Meadow because you could walk across the snow.
Yes.
And not sink into it because it was so frozen.
Yeah. So the area that's the green now was actually called Kew's Meadow then.
Kew's Meadow,
yes.
Yeah. And I don't know when the village hall was built, but I in that
60s, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't remember. But I think we went to Winchester from Kew's Meadow, and then we came back and lived with my gran. And then we were lucky enough to get back onto the council and get a house at 5 Temple. And we've lived in two houses in Temple Lane, number 2 and number 5. And then my mum, so we left home, you know.
So what did you do, Joe, when you left home?
When I first left school, I worked for Mr. Witt in the store that's now Corner Cottage. He had a butcher's shop, sold everything, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I used to work there after school when I was just before I left school.
Yeah.
And then when I left school, I went to work for Mr. Witt, and I think I earned £3 a week.
Yeah.
And it was in the days where Mrs. Witt used to make lovely pasties Tuesdays and Thursdays, and everybody would be coming in at midday to buy her lovely, fresh pasties.
What about the shops in the village? Because
there were four when we were children. There was the post office,
yes,
obviously, and there was Mr. Witt's, and then there's opposite the Isaac, that was Mr. Brooks's store.
And what did he sell?
Jeff Brooks. Well, he sold, everybody seemed to sell, I think.
Everything.
They were like general stores, yeah. But I think there was one shop that's, is it the Tudor House now? Is
yes,
it where the Blacksteads live?
Yeah, they used to live there, yes.
That used to be a shop there, and I can't remember the name of the people that ran the shop, but I can just still picture it being a funny little old shop with a wooden floors and that. And then they made the spa shop, and they stopped the shop being there.
Mm.
And then it became the new shop where the Combatas are now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I can remember... Because before that,
there were even more shops, weren't there,
there was a butcher's shop there, yes, where Lorna and Leo,
yeah,
Leo Wyatt.
Yes, yeah.
That was a butcher's shop.
Yeah.
Those years ago. Mm. So that was, four shops. Mm. And then there was the bakery.
Where was the bakery? Bill
Fairbanks had a bakery. Two doors away from the Isaac, there was like an alleyway that went round to the back. I don't know, I never went round to the back, but he used to bake his bread and cakes, lovely cakes from there,
yes,
and sell them to the shops.
Yes.
And we could always buy fresh bread and cakes, so lovely cakes.
Mm.
And also, his wife still lives... I don't know what the cottages are called.
Well, on the corner, isn't
opposite,
it?
Opposite the shop.
Future house.
The current shop.
Yeah, he used to do fish and chips.
Oh.
And he had a nice... He used to make lovely Italian... Because I think he was Italian.
Yes.
Lovely ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so we could always go and get our fish and chips.
Fish and chips and ice cream.
When he opened, lovely ice creams.
Mm.
So, yeah, so it was a different village to the one shop that we've got today.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that.
No.
But, you'd like when Mr. Gamble was here.
Yeah.
I actually worked for Freddie Gamble, didn't I?
He was priceless, wasn't he?
He was a brilliant shop owner, wasn't he?
Which shop did he own?
The spa.
He owned the spa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Before
Janet. You'd have to get in there Saturday morning.
Oh, really?
There was the Winters after Freddie Gamble, weren't there? Somebody called the Winters, and perhaps another lot.
Because Freddie used to pick up, we had a book, just pick up on a Tuesday morning.
Yes.
And on Thursday morning,
he would deliver groceries.
If summer months, when I didn't have to get up that early, he'd come and all the groceries would be on the table.
Yeah.
Wooden leg dinner. Yeah.
We had our groceries delivered from the co-op in Petersfield. They used to do home delivery.
Yes, yeah. I remember that when I was little. Yeah. Walking down to the shops.
We used to have a fish van that would come round selling fresh fish.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. So you could be quite self-sufficient here, couldn't you, really, in the village?
Well, we were, really. I mean...
Because people didn't have the cars to get out and go shopping.
I mean, when the sort of supermarkets and that came in, my sister and I used to go on the bus into Petersfield on a Saturday morning, go to the Saturday morning flicks, you know, the pictures.
Yes, yeah.
Do mum's shopping.
And come in.
Yeah.
And come back, because obviously it started to be the time where you could get things... a little bit cheaper,
yes,
in the supermarket.
And they're a bit of a novelty when they first sort of...
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yes. So, and, of course, when we were young, you always had the school coach. My father was a bus driver, and he used to drive the school buses as well.
Mm.
And the school bus would go right out to Coombe, because obviously the coaches were smaller in those days.
Yes.
So they would come through the village, up to Coombe, pick everybody up, back down, and then come and go round Steen.
So lots of stops Strood. Then on it
Yeah,
for
they'd
kids.
Go round Steen and Strood, and then on to Petersfield.
Yes.
And then there'd be another bus that would go and do the Privet from Petersfield and go up to Privet and West Meon and do that one.
Yes.
Yeah, things have really changed.
Yeah.
I think the double-decker comes in now and goes round by the school, doesn't it?
And
turns round.
I never quite understand why it's a double-decker myself, because I never see that many people on it. But
it's a school bus, isn't it?
It's a school bus.
Perhaps at school times it's full, but the rest of the time it's...
That one is a public transport as well, but it's mainly for the school children, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a designated school bus, though, is it?
No. So, yes.
So where did you meet your husband?
He was a village boy, and his father, they originated from his grandfather, who was a tenant farmer up at Longwood Estate. And then after his grandfather died, they weren't allowed to take on the tenancy.
Mm.
So all the boys went their different ways. And my husband's father bought a little farm at Walsdown, which is at Drayton or Riplington? Drayton.
Mm.
Up over the hill, where yes. I think the Marks live there now.
Yeah.
Up Hanukkah Lane.
Hanukkah Lane.
Okay.
Mm. Mm. And then...
So is that farm still in existence?
I think it was the Marxes bought it, didn't they? When my husband's father sold it, I think Henry Marx bought it.
Yes, John used to have it ripped in
it. Yes, it was either John and Henry together bought it anyway. I'm not quite sure whether it's Henry Marx still owns it or not.
Mm.
The son
owns it. So then my husband's family moved up and lived in Templar's cottages on the end, because he did agricultural contracting.
Mm.
So obviously, you know, I met my husband in the village, because he was a village boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've got children, have you?
Yes, we've got four children between us.
Mm.
So obviously we'd had...
Mm.
Prior marriages, and then we got together when those marriages didn't work out, and got one son between us, but four children
all together.
So
it's amazing to think you're sort of born here and lived here, you know, that long. Yeah. It's lovely.
But I say my mother had been alive, she would have known a lot more stories about. Village life.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember when the last bus home from Petersfield was 10:15. So we'd go in on a Saturday
night,
and we'd have to make sure we didn't miss that last bus,
because
our parents didn't have cars in those days.
No.
So if you missed the last bus, you were in real.
You'd be ringing a farmer up for a tractor or something.
More ways than one.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was an old chap. He was a village man called Jesse Tubbs, and he was a village character.
I've heard of Tubbs,
and he was always on the last bus.
He'd
been into the pubs in Petersfield, and he always used to make us laugh because he would yodel all the way home and play spoons. He had some metal spoons that he would play, so it was quite a laugh for us to sort of be on the bus with Jesse. I can remember times when the new inn had an off licence, and we could, at 6 o'clock in the evening, I think, the off licence would open. I don't know what time the pub opened, because they didn't open like they do today.
Mm.
My mum used to say...
No, they were only opening a bit in the afternoon, sort of lunchtime and then the evening.
Yeah, I mean, as children, we could go around the back of the pub, into the off licence door, and go and buy a bottle of lemonade and some crisps, and take home.
Yes.
And in those days... there was the money on the bottles, so if you collected your bottles,
you could take your bottles back
and get another packet of crisps. And
did you have a Corona man deliver around or anything? Yeah. I think
it might have been Hartridge's even.
Yes.
Yeah, probably would have been
Hartridge's delivered by lorry to the shops.
Yeah.
So maybe there was a Corona man as well. I can't remember.
Mm.
Yes, and because there was always. In those days, I mean, the pubs seemed to be buzzing. I know that, I don't know how busy they are. I mean, we don't go to the pub that often.
Well, it's more of a meeting place, wasn't it?
Yes.
They didn't have emails and mobile phones and...
And television or anything. No, that's right.
And they were only open at certain times.
Yes.
And Sunday lunchtime they were open, and that was it on the Sunday. They wouldn't open any longer.
Yeah, no, it's comparatively recent, isn't it?
I've sort of vivid memories of having some good New Year's Eves in the pubs.
Yes.
And everybody would come out and... Yeah. Do the conga up through the village streets and over the bridges. So it was really...
Yeah.
And there was lots of good dances, weren't there, Mark, in the village hall, yeah. Discos, and, but we don't seem to get... regularly.
Yeah. Toss the phone used to do a lot, too, didn't they?
And for families, or for the youngsters, or just anybody really?
Well, just
anybody,
for
really?
People over the age, certain age, 18, I suppose you had to be to go.
Mm.
But there was always Christmas parties and things for the children in the old institute.
Yeah.
And that's where the school plays and things used to take place.
So it sounds like there used to be more going on, really, isn't it? Sort of,
I think
the
most villages were, weren't they?
Really?
Yes.
Those days, most of the village was made up of something to do with the land, wasn't it?
Yeah. Most
the
farmer, people that lived forestry in the village
that's
then. Right.
Yeah. Or something.
Or the shops or the land. Yeah. In that's
and
right.
In those days, I used to know everybody that lived in the village.
Yes. Yeah, whereas now people go out, don't they, away from the village to work.
And there was always the old boys of the village would always sit on the bench.
Yes, yes.
You know, there were probably four or five of them with their walking sticks and sit there and watch the world go by.
Tell the kids off if they're a bit naughty or something. Have you always had a village policeman?
Yes.
Yeah.
He used to live up Glenthorne Meadow at one time. That used to be the police house up there. Before those were built, where Dave lives. I think, now what number would it be? It's where the Cownies live now, and I think that was the police house.
And of course you had a village nurse and doctor, didn't you?
Yes, the village nurse was the last house coming down Glenthorne Meadow. It'd be on the right going up. It was the last house. Yes. That was where you'd go and get... if you fell off your bike like I did once and had to go on a daily basis to have a nasty grace.
And you could just turn up at the nurse's house and...
Well, she'd tell you what time you had to come and you would go there and knock at the door and she'd take you in and dress your wound and send you on your way again. And there was always a clinic, a baby clinic, down at the old
institute.
I can remember going...
Yeah.
And we used to have... Oh, Methodist Chapel, yes. Ruth Blackman used to have the Methodist chapel, and even though we were Church of England, my mother encouraged us to go to church, and we used to go to the Methodist chapel.
And that's the one in Temple Lane?
No, that's the one...
what was it, the pub?
If you go past where Corner Cottage is, across the road, there's a little alleyway that goes up.
Right.
And it's a house now.
Okay.
But that used to be the Methodist chapel. Yeah. So
because there's a little church up Temple.
Yeah, that used to be the Catholic church.
Yeah.
So we used to go to the Methodist chapel, and we also went to the church. I know the vicar cringed when we were sort of talking over our childhood after my mother died, to think that we went to C of E and we were in the church choir, but she also encouraged us to sort of go to join Ruth's flock, and because Ruth used to let the back room out for the youth club.
Oh.
So I went to youth club.
Yeah.
So you're a bit torn back room between the Methodist chapel. And she always she got up coach tours for the children, you know, for everybody to go to Bognor every summer.
Yes.
Can you remember? You can remember that, can't you remember that?
No, I remember she did, didn't it?
Pat came on one because Jenny Wheeler was expecting Alistair, I think. And they over-calculated how many people should be on this coach. And when we got to Bognor,